Let us talk about some plants you can use for your hanging baskets. We will touch upon how to care for the plant, environmental requirements, and some fun facts.
Hello everyone! Plants touch every aspect of our lives, don't you agree? I am here to talk to you about houseplants, garden pests, easy-to-grow herbs, perennials that grow in sun and shade, air purifiers, succulents, the beautiful orchid, and more. If you think gardening is a difficult task, then I will make it easy for you. Welcome to my bi-weekly podcast, Fun with Gardening. I am Sheila Kedarinath, a passionate gardener and founder of Cinnamon Design, a gardening company. My podcast is for every urban gardening enthusiast and young buds who are eager to have their own green space. Join us as we take you on a beautiful journey as we hone your skills and improve your gardening prowess so that every bud can set up their flowers.
For me, hanging baskets and railing planters are so appealing. How about you? I love to see some green creepers suspended from a coir basket or flowers popping out at the windowsill. At least, that is how I imagine it to be. Far cry from reality. We see so many beautiful photos on Pinterest and other sites that you wonder where you are going wrong. Don't fret, we have you covered. At Cinnamon Design, we suggest creepers and plants which are easy on maintenance and most importantly, should fit the basket or the planter too. Also, we have to look at the sun and shade availability. You can keep the golden pothos in scorching sunlight and when it burns down, you wonder why. Some plants do well in shade and some in the sun. Others need indirect light. Some are very adaptable. So let's get down right to business and figure out at least four plants that you can use for your baskets. For all the flowers and creepers, get 8-inch coir baskets. They look cute and also not very bulky. For the railing, you could use metal planters which are around 14 inches long and can fit 3 to 4 small black plastic pots. What I love about the geranium creepers and bush is that it's so hardy, there's literally no care required. I have many geraniums at home, but due to heavy rain this year, lost quite a few of them as they are out in the open. There's one trailing purple flower geranium since the last 11 years, and I absolutely adore it. This particular one does not care much for sunlight and blooms pretty nicely through the year. They don't generally do well as houseplants, you'll have to keep moving them in and out. If you have a basket, you could plant a bush geranium in the center of your hanging basket and some small creepers like ivy on the edges. Make sure you choose ivy which will grow in sunlight. Geraniums, especially the bush ones, need 4 to 6 hours of sunlight. Water the geraniums well when the soil surface is dry to touch. Buy geraniums which have nice green leaves and no discoloration and sturdy stems. Plant them in a 30-40-30 potting medium of soil, coco peat and manure. Do they need to be fertilized? Yes. Please add NPK fertilizer or goat manure to the plants once in 4 to 6 weeks. The beautiful Zebrina. This houseplant has striped green, white and grey leaves and purple undersides. It has cute purple flowers and the leaf nodes on the stem are an inch apart, hence it's called the inch plant. Extremely hardy and can grow indoors or outdoors and does well either on windowsills or hanging baskets. I just take a few cuttings of this and presto, in a month or so the entire basket is covered with them. They also make good ground creepers as they spread fast. The color intensity changes depending on where you plant them, the sun or the shade. Keep trimming the creeper as it promotes foliage and also removes the scanty stems. The best thing about this plant is it has no serious pest issues. If you're placing the Zebrina inside your house, it may give rise to aphids, kale, etc. and this can be contained with neem oil. Or just remove the leaf, stem of the plant which is infected. It does not need a fertilizer, but you could feed it some compost once in 2-3 months. We will now talk about the string of pearls. Since I've not had great luck with succulent plants, I do not have the string of pearls at home. However, we do provide this for our clients from Cinnamon Design. A beautiful vine, it is called the string of pearls as each leaf looks like a pearl and gracefully drops from the basket. The leaves grow on trailing stems. The stems can be cut and used for propagation. As the plant does not have a long life, do keep propagating the plant. It grows about 15 inches in a year. It also produces white flowers sometimes during spring, and these have a cinnamon-like scent. Needs plenty of light, but not scorching. Use a fertilizer once in a month and it will grow for about 5 years. The potting medium could be either a cactus mix or you could use 3:1 soil and sand ratio. If the weather is not too hot, watering once in 4 to 5 days should do. If the leaves don't look spherical but look flattened, the plant definitely needs water. They cannot survive overwatering, so probably that's where I went wrong. The beautiful Portulaca. Portulaca or moss rose is one of my favorite go-to plant, and at Cinnamon Design, we make sure all our clients have this beautiful plant. Flowers are red, orange, yellow, white, and whatnot, and the flowers do not open on cloudy or rainy days. It has high tolerance for heat and drought, and looks so pretty when it pops out of rocks and crevices. Hanging pots are the best for these plants, and use it without a thought. Do not deadhead the plant as they do not take well to it. The growing popularity of succulents in recent years, Portulaca deserves a place in the landscape. The cheerful flowers on this sun lover come in an array of pastel and vibrant tropical hues, offering weeks of continuous bloom from summer to frost. Heat and drought tolerant, this virtually carefree plant thrives in high heat and low humidity conditions. Aphids and slugs are occasionally a problem but can be treated easily with neem oil or a soap insecticide. Be careful not to overwater as they are susceptible to crown rot. Did you know? The leaves of the lucky bamboo plant grow up to 1 inch per month. Other plants pet friendly? According to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, geranium, string of pearls, and portulaca are toxic to pets, and zebrina is pet friendly. At Cinnamon Design, we are careful to choose the right plants for our clients, especially if they have pets at home. To summarize, all the plants mentioned in the episode are quite free of pests, are not expensive and need the outdoor sun, other than the zebrina. In a grading of 1 to 5 petals, 1 being the easiest and 5 being the toughest to grow, I would rate the plants 1, which means even a budding gardener can have these plants in their garden.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fun with Gardening. I do hope you enjoyed it. What was your takeaway? Let us know on Insta, LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook to keep us inspired. And do share the podcast with your friends and relatives. You can subscribe to the show wherever you get the podcast from. Remember to reuse and recycle too. Happy gardening!